Welcome to Mammon Audio. Martin is married to Louise and the couple live in West Sussex. At the time of the following interview, they had two boys, Rory, aged 9, and 6-year-old Danny. I started off by asking about the boys' history of smacking. Martin, when did you begin spanking the boys?
I think they both got the odd smack off Louise when they were about 2 and a bit. That's generally when kids begin to need such discipline to keep them in line. But once they turned 5, we decided that they were old enough to wait for daddy to come home and give them the slipper.
So that's what happens now all the time. It's wait till your father gets home.
Yes, very much so. We are Christians and believe that father is head of the family, so it's entirely appropriate that he administers all the correction needed, and by 5, they're old enough to remember what it is they did naughty by the time daddy comes home to smack them.
Do you know before you get home that you'll be called upon to perform your fatherly duty, as it were?
Usually, yes. Louise will generally call me at work and let me know what's happened, and that there's a bottom, or bottoms, waiting to be slippered once I get home.
Is this done immediately?
Yes, by then, the child concerned will have had plenty of time to think about what's going to happen to them, and Louise will have looked out the spanking slipper we keep for them, so as soon as I have my coat off and the slipper in my hand, I'll go up to see the boy and punish him.
How is this done?
Pretty much in the traditional way. I have him stand up when I enter his room, then I sit down on his bed and put the slipper down for a moment. Then we have a little talk about why what he did was sinful and I remind him that it's my duty to discipline my children when they sin. They get it bare bottom, so the next job is for me to take down the boy's trousers and pants, then I put him across my knee and administer the whacking.
How long and hard is the spanking?
They're generally across my knee for a good 5 minutes or so. I believe in making a proper job of it if you're going to do it at all, and of course I require genuine tears and repentance on the child's part.
What made you choose the slipper?
It makes a loud noise when it hits their buttocks, so it's dramatic, and of course it stings, but the slipper is also very flexible and can be used to give a child quite a long whacking without causing bruises or other marking to their bottoms. They always have a red bum for a few hours, but by the time Louise is organizing them for school in the morning, all signs of the spanking will be gone, apart from an improvement in their behavior hopefully.
For how long do you think you'll keep slippering the boys?
Well, I think I got my last trip over my dad's knee when I was 14, so I think early double figures is the right time to scale back corporal punishment and eventually end it altogether.